book of Exodus, or the entire chapter of the book of Exodus, chapter 14, is my plan of reading, but it is rather lengthy. We'll see how that goes this morning. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn there, it will also be on the overhead. Exodus chapter number 14. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, that they turn and camp before Pi-Heroth between Migdol and the sea opposite Baal-Siphon. And you shall camp before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, 'They are bewildered by the land. The wilderness has closed them in.' Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them, and I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all of his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord." And they did so. Now it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, "Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" And so he made his chariot and took his people with him. Also he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel and went out with boldness. And so the Egyptians pursued them, all of the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and overtook them by camping by the sea beside Pi-Heroth between Baal-Siphon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And then they said to Moses, "Because there were no graves in Egypt, you have taken us away to die in the wilderness. Why have you dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is it not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, 'Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians'? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness." And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Now, I believe I'm going to stop reading at that point this morning just for the sake of time. And you can go back and read in these verses of scriptures to finish out the scripture. And we'll be sharing a few of those verses in just a few minutes. But I want to draw the main portion of our text this morning from verse number 13 and 14. It says, "And Moses said to the people, 'Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see them no more forever, because the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.'" I want to talk to you from this message or this title today: when nothing else works, God will. When nothing else works, God will. In Romans 8 and 31, it said, What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Can somebody just shout right now and give God praise? Come on, God is for you this morning. Dear Lord, as we enter into your word today, I ask God for you to challenge our hearts, challenge our minds, challenge our spirits. Let us receive a word from you today that will forever change us and make us new in your creation. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Can we all say amen? I came today to let somebody know and to tell somebody that today is your day. Today is your day to make it right with Jesus. God said to tell somebody that today is your day of victory. Today is the day that God wants to deal the death blow on the enemy that has been plaguing your life, that has been digging your heels, that has been riding your back and breathing down your neck and has been making your life miserable. God wants to deal the death blow on somebody today and straighten your life up from what the enemy has been trying to do against you. God's word says that you are going to put something that has been over your head and you're going to bury it under your feet. Listen to our text this morning. The salvation he will show you today for the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them no more forever. Now, the Egyptians that we are looking at in our story this morning, they are the enemies. They are the enemies that come against us. I don't know what the Egyptians are in your life this morning, but every one of us have some Egyptians in our lives. We have some enemies that are after us. It might be sickness in the physical body. It might be financial trouble. It might be family strife. It might be turmoil. It might be people that are trying to destroy you or trying to attack your ministry. Or it could be a habit. It could be an addiction. It could be a lifestyle that you've chosen to live in that is unclean toward God. Whatever it is, God's word tells us today that he is here to supply the victory for our lives. You know something? The devil is opposed to us having victory. He doesn't want us to have victory today. The devil doesn't want anybody to enjoy the abundant life that Jesus came to give. Now let us get back to our story this morning. After the children of Israel are thrust out of Egypt, Pharaoh decides that he has made a mistake, and he wants them back, and now he is in hot pursuit after them. In verse 3 it says, "For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness hath shut them in." Now what Pharaoh is saying, he's saying, "I've got them right where I want them. I've got them shut in. There's no way for escape. They are trapped. There is nowhere for them to go. I've got them exactly where I want them." And that's what the enemy does in our lives today. He tries to entrap us. He tries to enslave us. He tries to get us exactly right where he wants us in our weakness, because in that weakness he will try to overpower our lives. And so Pharaoh thinks, "I've got them right where I want them. I've got them where they cannot escape." It's because they believe that they have the upper hand and everything is in his favor. When somebody speaks those words, it's with a sense of superiority, a sense of confidence, a sense of assurance. It's spoken with the same sense that the other party is at their mercy and now their fate is in his hands, and he has the power to kill, to steal, and to destroy in your life. That is the purpose of Satan. That's the purpose of our enemy, is to kill, steal, and to destroy. But in this situation, the Pharaoh here has the situation that he either has the power to destroy or he has the power to save and to keep alive. That's exactly what Pharaoh was thinking. How many times have you been in a place where it seems like that all hell has broken loose in your life and you look around for help, but there is no help to be found. And it feels like you're surrounded by the enemy, and it feels like he's there to destroy you, and he's there on every side, and there's nowhere to go. And you hear that sinister voice of Satan in your ear, and he's laughing at you with an attitude of arrogance and an assurance, saying, "Now I've got you exactly where I want you." We've all been there in those situations in life. In fact, I'm talking to somebody who might be there right now in your life today. Maybe you're struggling with something in your life that you can't release, and you just keep holding on to that baggage, and you just can't seem to release it. And so you are my assignment this morning, because the word of God for you, and I want to tell you today, is that things are not always as they appear. I want to tell you that there is more than this to meet the eye, and because that you are in that situation, it is a setup, and God is getting ready to deliver you and set you free and set you on the path to righteousness. God wants you to know that what looks like the worst circumstances that you've ever been faced with in your life is about to be what is going to thrust you into your brand new glory, a brand new anointing, a brand new level of faith, a brand new power in your life. Come on, somebody needs power in your situation today. You've been suffering long enough. You've been discouraged long enough. You've been defeated long enough. It's time that you go back into the enemy's camp and take back everything that he's stolen from you. I know it sounds crazy, but some of you need to thank those enemies for pushing you into your destiny, because you would not be where you are today if the enemy had not pushed you toward your destiny. Everything that the enemy has sent to take you down, God is going to take it, and he's going to lift you up. I came to tell you this morning, don't give up on the edge of your miracle. God didn't bring you this far to leave you. God didn't bring you into the water to let you drown. God didn't take you into the fire to let you get burnt up. He's bringing you out of the bondage. He's bringing you out of the situation. And the very fire that was set to devour you, God is going to step in, and he's going to bring deliverance and set you free. I came to tell somebody this morning that help is on the way. I came to tell you that it's closer than you think. God said to tell you he has heard your cry. He has seen your tears, and he's on the way. The miracle is in the making. Can you give God praise this morning? In our text this morning, the children of Israel found themselves in a very difficult predicament. They found themselves in a very bad situation. They were in a trap. And I know this morning we are people full of faith, but let's just be honest about it for just a moment. We have all been in that situation at some point in our lives. We have all found ourselves in a bad situation where we could not get ourselves out of it. Sometimes we are there because of foolish choices of our own part, because of wrong choices that we have made, or wrong actions that we have committed, wrong associations and wrong instructions. But sometimes there is no other explanation but the devil. And that's because we have an adversary, the devil, who hates us and who roars around the earth trying to destroy and trying to kill and trying to manipulate and trying to bring us down in our life, trying to kill us physically and trying to kill us emotionally and financially and spiritually, and trying to destroy your marriage and trying to destroy your family and trying to destroy your ministry. But there's a verse in the Bible that says that God came to give life, and God came to give life more abundantly, and he gives us joy unspeakable and full of glory. The devil comes to kill, to steal, and destroy, but whatever the reason, we know what it feels like to be caught somewhere with something with no way that we feel to escape. Somebody, I'm talking to you this morning that you are in that place right now in your life, and the temptation is when we find ourselves in that predicament is just to be like the children of Israel. And begin to murmur and begin to complain and begin to start going back to our situations of Egypt. And instead of pushing forward, we go back to Egypt because we think we would be better off to die in Egypt than to walk with Jesus. And somebody's in that situation in your life today. You're walking through Egypt. You don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. You don't see a miracle in the making. You need to just keep on pressing and keep on walking and keep on propelling and keep on moving forward. You might not be scaling the mountain peaks, but you need to just take one step at a time and realize that there's victory in my Jesus. There's deliverance in my Jesus. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. You've been crying out to God for deliverance, for help, and it looks like to you, and it feels like to you that everything has taken one giant step forward from bad to worse to impossible. But I want to let you in on something this morning. When you are down to nothing, God is up to something. When you are down to nothing, God is up to something. God is ready to do something great and to show up and show out in your life. There was a trap, but what we miss a lot of times is this one little thing. This trap wasn't for the children of Israel. It was set for the Egyptians. The trap is not for you. The trap is for your enemies. God lets your enemies think that you're trapped. God lets your enemies see you cry. God lets your enemies see you struggle and see the pain that you're going through that has gotten you into the trap. But what I am telling you this is that God is getting ready to take care of your enemies, and God has been using this situation and the dilemma of your life, the storm that you are in, to draw your enemies together and to draw you out of hiding. Some of the ones that used to walk around talking behind your back are now standing in your face. And some of them that have been working in the dark, God is turning to the light and He is uncovering them. God is going to pull them out of their hiding places and He's going to take care of them once and for all. Somebody needs to shout this morning and to declare that today is my day. Today is my day. Come on, somebody shout it. Today is my day. Today is my day of victory. Today is my day of salvation. Today is my day of deliverance. I'm not going to give up. It was an impressive show of fierce military might and strength when Egypt came stampeding down on the children of Israel. All of the chariots of Egypt, 600 chosen chariots and captains in every one of them, all the chariots and horsemen of Egypt with Pharaoh leading in the charge. And they followed Israel into the midst of the sea with the taste of victory on their lips. They charged to the Red Sea, gaining on their prey. Let me ask you this question this morning. Have you ever felt outnumbered in your situation? Have you ever felt outgunned? Have you ever felt like you were the underdog? Have you ever felt overwhelmed in life? Israel could never outrun such a foe. All of them were walking, and they were old men and old women and babies and children. They were all on foot, and there was no match that they could create against this army of Egypt.
And for 400 years as slaves, they did not even know how to fight. They had no chariots. They had no weaponry. They had no artillery. But they had something that Pharaoh had forgotten about, and they had God. They had God on their side. I'm going to tell you something this morning. With you and God is the majority every time. You may not have all the odds in your favor, but I've got God. You may not have all the plans in your life, but I've got God. I might not have all the strategies in my life, but I've got God. You might not have the courts on your side, but you've got God. You might not have the biggest bank account, but you've got God in your life. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 31, it said, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" If God be for us, who can be against us? It looked like it was over for Israel. Pharaoh's army was closing the gap. The children of Israel could hear the chariots rumble. They could hear the clatter of swords and shields and spears. Somebody this morning is in that place right now. You feel trapped. You hear the death rattle in your life. The enemy is so close, you can hear the rattle and the clanging of his artillery. You can hear his voice, and you can hear him talking behind your back into your ear, and you hear people saying, "You'll never make it. You'll never succeed." You hear the voices saying, "You'll never survive." You hear the voices saying, "You'll never reach your destiny. You'll never meet your purpose. You just as well throw up your hands and give up and quit." I've come to challenge somebody this morning. You are right on the edge and the verge of your miracle. You are in the right place today. All you've got to do is throw your hands up and say, "God, I surrender it to you. I give it to you. My life is in your hands." The Bible said in verse 24, "And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians." Somebody today, the Lord has been looking. He has been watching. He's been watching the enemy, and he's been calculating his actions. He's been calculating his moves. He's been observing the way that he's treating you, and God is taking it personal. The Bible says that God troubled the host of the Egyptians, and the word trouble means to distract or to confuse or to disturb or to vex. In other words, what it means is all of a sudden there was dissension in the ranks, and they got confused and they got distracted and they were irritated and they became angry at one another. The Bible said in verse 25 of Exodus 14, "And God took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them away heavily, so that the Egyptians said, 'Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians.'" They began to recognize it. You see, your enemy will soon learn nothing will be turning out the way that he planned. I'm trying to tell somebody this morning that God is working on your behalf right now, and God is pulling off the wheels of the chariots of the enemies. I'm speaking to somebody this morning that God is frustrating your enemies. They can't figure out what is going on, but they know that God is on your side. Soon our enemy will get a revelation. Hey, this is God, and God is fighting for him. God is fighting for her. God is fighting for the church. We are talking about good soldiers and fighting the good fight of faith. But there are some times when God Almighty steps in and says, let me handle this battle for you. I'm going to take care of this situation. Somebody this morning, you've been fighting the good fight and it looks like there's no way out, and you've been walking and pursuing. You just keep on moving forward just as Abraham did. Just keep on moving forward. You might not know where you're going, but just keep on moving forward and God will take care of you. The Bible said in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 7, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Some of you would be happy right now just to see your enemies running and walking away from you, but if your enemies simply run away, they'll return again another day. God isn't working on your behalf to give you some temporary relief. He wants to give you a permanent victory. In verse 13 it said, for the enemies, the Egyptians, whom you have seen today, you will see them no more forever. Some of you have fought some battles for years and years, over and over and over again, addictions and things that are in your life. You've been around the same mountain again and again and again. You've walked through the same fire time and time again. You've had some relief, but you've never had total victory. Well, today is your day. It's your day of victory. Jesus has already supplied the victory for us. And then in verse 26, God tells Moses, he said, Moses, stretch out your hand over the Red Sea. And the waters came again, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. You see, in the same place where the enemy said, I'm going to finish them off, in the same place where the enemy said, I've got them right where I want them, in the same place where the enemy said, they're going to die at my hand, in that same place, God is setting you up for a victory. I know you don't understand it. I know you can't comprehend it. But there is victory to be found today in Jesus. Can you give him praise in this house this morning? God has been setting up the victory. You've wondered why it seemed like the enemy had you surrounded and why it looked like your enemies had the upper hand and were going to destroy you. But I remind you again, it's just a setup. And it's a setup for a takedown from God. As our musicians return this morning, God is not just wanting to pull you out of the fire today or to deliver you from the lions. He's not just wanting to give you temporary relief or make your enemies run away. God said today is your day for permanent victory. This is your day to put it under your feet once and for all. It's your day of total victory. There remain not so much as one of them. It's a time for a turnaround. In moments, time, everything changed. Pharaoh with Egypt in all of their military might, with all of their pomp and splendor, and Egypt, the nation that dominated and intimidated the Israelites for some 400 years. Egypt, the nation that held them in slavery and bondage and made their lives miserable, now lay dead in the bottom of the Red Sea. For somebody this morning, as we stand in this building, God says, don't stop fighting the battle. Just let Him step in and watch Him go to work. And while you're praising, He's looking. And while you're praising, He's troubling the enemies. And while you're praising, He's taking the wheels off of the chariots. And while you're praising, He's turning the Red Sea loose. And while you're praising, He's drowning your enemies. And it's a setup for a takedown. Fear is going down. Oppression is going down. Enemies of your ministry need to be taken down. People who have cursed you and tried to destroy you, God said He's taking them down, and all you've got to do is praise Him. And so here for the next few moments, we're just going to lift God up in this house with some praise. You need to take the enemy down today. Begin to give God praise. You say, how do I give God praise when I'm going through all these trials and situations and circumstances and all these things that are in my life? You begin to give God praise, and those troubles begin to become belittled because we're emphasizing our God and minorizing our problems. Let's worship Him this morning.